It was a storm that many of us will forget rather quickly, as it really didn't hit very hard in our area. But for people to our east, the blizzard of 2015 will certainly be remembered for quite a long time. The snowfall amounts were very impressive, measured in feet in most locations. In Boston, Logan Airport came in at just over 2 feet, making this the biggest January snowstorm on record. In the city of Boston, a train spotter reported 31 inches of snow in South Boston. And in the Worcester Hills, Worcester Airport came in at 34.5 inches of snow, and there were a handful of reports from train spotters of 3 feet of new snow accumulation. Also, the wind was a big player with this blizzard. It's part of the definition of a blizzard. Nantucket recorded a hurricane-force wind gust, and there were significant issues with waves and coastal flooding on the island. Moving ahead to today, it's been a glorious Wednesday afternoon across the region with wall-to-wall sunshine. Temperatures, though, are cold, running generally in the teens and 20s, and that north wind does make it feel a bit cooler. Now, as we work into tonight, high pressure will settle in, so the wind will diminish. That's going to allow for radiational cooling, and it will be quite cold, with many areas dropping to zero or below zero by late tonight and first thing tomorrow. The day tomorrow will start off with sunshine, but clouds will increase rather quickly through the day as an area of low pressure approaches from the west. In fact, by late tomorrow, we'll even have the opportunity to see some snow work into the area. Daytime highs tomorrow will be basically in the upper 20s to around 30 degrees. The round of snow will go tomorrow night into Friday morning. This is not a big storm system by any stretch, but there's certainly the potential for somewhere in the range of 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulation tomorrow night through the first part of the day on Friday. So Friday morning's commute could be a slippery one across our area. Then that's followed by a blast of bitter cold for Saturday, and the computer models are indicating the potential for a more substantial storm early next week. It's too early to get into any specifics about that, but it's certainly something that we will monitor over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high 25 to 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow during the afternoon, high 25 to 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low 0 to 10. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high 25 to 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low 0 to 5 below 0. And tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of snow late, high 25 to 30. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow, mainly during the morning. Breezy, highs in the 20s to around 30. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the single digits and teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.